Researchers and experts are meeting in Accra to deliberate on how best to deal with climate change on the African continent in the face of growing population. The experts, who are from more than 20 African countries, including Nigeria, Kenya and South Africa, will discuss the impact of climate change on health, energy and food security. They will also exchange ideas on how indigenous knowledge can be applied to influence climate change adaptations, as well as ways of bridging the gap between science, policy and development. Dorin Ampof was at the opening of the conference and has filed this report.
Africa's population is said to be growing rapidly at a rate of almost 3% per year. This means in no time many countries will have their current population doubled. This will have a great impact on the continent in relation to health, food security, greenhouse effects and flooding, which have arisen due to climate change. The three-day conference, which is being hosted by the Institute for Population Studies of the University of Ghana, is themed at the crossroads, climate change, population and Africa's development. According to a research scientist at the Institute for Population Studies, Dr. Delali Dovier, the outcome of the conference will be made available to government and other African regional leaders so that it will be considered in policies of dealing with climate change in Africa.
The whole idea is to bring people in academia, research and teaching, policy together. So whatever is going to come out of it, we're going to have a platform which the outcomes will be discussed. That is why we have somebody coming from the ECOWAS Commission who will be carrying that message to the Commission, and for that matter for West African leaders who have similar agenda on transmitting whatever transpires at this meeting into that level of decision making.
The director of the ECOWAS Commission in charge of environment, Dr. Johnson Bueno, said a study conducted by the regional body revealed that the ECOWAS region is among the most impacted by the effects of climate change. He explains measures the body is taking to deal with the situation.
We identified the most impacted sectors of the economies of our member states and the most seriously impacted people, as among women, children, farmers and people living along the coast. We went further to develop an action program together with the member countries and has been adopted by the environment ministers of ECOWAS region. Now we're looking at some specific activities, and first and major is to establish a climate change desk within the ECOWAS region, because we have only four and we think the challenge of climate is huge. So we need to have expertise to develop activities that will help impact on climate policy in the member countries, that will support the member countries to mainstream climate in all their plans, strategies and programs that member countries will roll out.
Dorin Ampofu's report.